June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He looks back to Duran at second, comes home with a 2-2 and a swing and a miss. That on a slider away. So Seager is out on strikes. The Rangers now 2-for-9 with men in scoring position.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I love that cut because it encompasses the struggles at times of Corey Seager. It encompasses the struggles of the Rangers in terms of outs and non-productive outs, that is, with runners in scoring position. So we're going to get to Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes. And I actually have a Cowboys note I could throw out for you as well if you want. But, Eric, usually y'all show, well, the G-Vag Nation does still run into straight into Rangers. How big is this series for you guys? Because we have, it's Rangers against the Mariners. They're ahead of you in the standings, of course. But probably more importantly, you need to continue to win series. You hit the midway point at 40-41. All right. So that would put you on pace for 80-82. But you've started to build momentum, but it feels like most of the times you build momentum, it kind of washes out. Like, so you had the momentum coming off of Washington, Minnesota, Chicago. We talked about that, and then get swept by Kansas City. All right. So this is still a weak part in your schedule, or at least a mediocre part of your schedule. Win the series against Pittsburgh, win the series against Baltimore, have like two pretty deep no-hitter attempts. Now you return home, go up against Seattle, a division opponent who's kind of in the same spot as you are. It feels like a really important series.
Yes, yes, it's a huge series. And I think you'll be able to say that really moving forward now because of where we are in the season. Because you're still under 500 as it stands right now, you're 8 games back in the division. At some point, time is not on your side.
For sure.
So you have got to start stringing together some consistency. Like you said, you get these moments of, oh, okay, things are where they're supposed to be. They're going on some runs. And then it ends before it really gets going the way we all want it to.
Yeah, and then you got Baltimore again after this, and Baltimore is, make no mistake about it, they are not a good team. But then you finish out with San Diego, finish out the first half with San Diego, very much a good team. And then the Angels, who are, again, like the Mariners, pretty much in the same spot as you. And then the Astros, which is the team you're trying to chase down. So these next 6 games, especially since they're all at home, this feels like another opportunity to kind of really strengthen your case going forward, whether that means you think you want to be able to be a buyer or whatever. I said going into the stretch of games, I wanted you to go 12-6. Right now, the Rangers are 7-5 in that run. So I would love to see just really unbelievable series against the Mariners and Baltimore to build up that record and build up that confidence. Quick Cowboys note for you. All right. So if your options are miss the playoffs, losing the wild card, and every other round after that, what would be your prediction for how the Cowboys season ends up?
My guess is they miss the playoffs.
Okay. Miss the playoffs is a pretty hefty favorite.
Okay.
At minus 220. We'd like to direct your attention, as Gavin Dawson would say, to losing the wild card round. 4-1 on your money right now for losing the wild card round. This feels like a team that, and I hope I'm wrong, But if they make the playoffs, it will be by the skin of their teeth, and they'll probably be an underdog in the first round of the playoffs. So whereas miss the playoffs, you got to bet 220 to win 100. Lose in the wild card round, bet 100, win 400. And as you could predict, it goes up significantly from there. If you think they're going to make the divisional round and lose, 8-1. Conference championship, these odds feel too low. Hasn't happened in 30 years. 20-1 on your money. Win the Super Bowl, 33-1. Interestingly enough, the highest wager on the board is lose in the Super Bowl at 55-1. Because they're like, hey, if this Cowboys team made it all the way to the Super Bowl, clearly something's going on. They're not losing that game. So, yeah, if for some reason you think they're going to make it to the Super Bowl and lose, 55-1 on your money. But I think you're spot on. It feels like miss the playoffs or lose in the wild card round are, at this moment, the most logical endings to this season.
Yeah, that wild card bet is the one based on the odds.
Yeah.
I'd be down to go ahead and throw a little down because it's not out of question that could happen.
Absolutely not. All right. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your confidence level in Jacob going into Masterpiece of the Week?
Man, I got to say, he's had this look in his eye all week, but especially after I dominated him in the chicken tender, What a Chicken Tender. He knew like he's really only got one more opportunity to save himself and his reputation moving forward. This is that time. The time is now.
I'm not going to lie. I'm like at an 8.5 or a 9 at this point. My expectations are pretty high. So it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
List this.
Hey, buddy. How are you feeling? What's your confidence level?
Gentlemen, I am. I think I'm close to a 9. I wouldn't say all the way to 10, but I think we'll get there. About the time. So,
Jake us there.
Yeah. I will. So, for those who don't know, this is the segment of the week where we go through all the odd and wacky, and in this case, increasingly concerning audio that happens on these airwaves. And we have a tradition here where we like to pick on people who aren't here. There was a situation during Crosstalk, I think it was on Tuesday, where Brian Broaddus was mentioning a couple things that and issues you might run into as you age. And he just wants everybody to know that it's okay and not to worry about it.
Crapping in your pants is not a bad thing.
So matter of fact.
And that is not as out of context as you might think.
No, it's really not.
That's exactly how it was. And he even gave us an audible, too.
What's that? Oh, yeah, that was him because he was reenacting.
That was his mouth as Ric Flair's butt.
I do remember that. Okay. No, not what you said.
All right, up next, I don't know if we've ever had this before, but this one has actually not graced the airwaves this week. This one was done. This one was done during a tease.
Oh no!
So, yeah, Kevin, I'm sure you remember this one.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, plenty more of that flaggy goodness.
I can't believe we didn't run with that.
I can. Now, I wish the other part would have been in there. We're almost immediately, Eric, will you agree? Almost immediately, I'm like, nope, yep. Don't like that.
That's true.
That was, I'm an idiot.
All right, let's show Eric some love here. This one's one of my favorites. So he was describing... I actually don't remember what you're describing, but it sounds pretty bad.
It's always impressive when you can be huge and you're vascular.
I was talking about Yandy Diaz, bro.
Oh, I believe
it. That's not what it sounds
like. I believe it.
And then this one.
It's really his biceps.
This one was a little. This one had to be dug out a little bit. Was a little off topic, but doesn't sound as bad as, or it does sound worse than it is.
Play with kids. Oh my gosh.
That's it?
That's all we're gonna get there. I think that was the New York Post article.
I think it was
the Dominican Republic police involved in this.
Seriously, man.
All right, up next, Eric chose to share one of his favorite home exercises with us. And this was day one, I believe. So this was a good way to get the week started.
Shake and explode, shake and explode. That's going to be an at-home exercise.
I don't even remember.
Man, it's this blank and blank that's getting you into trouble. Yeah. So you had huge and vascular, and now shake and explode.
And he doubled down, shake and explode, shake and explode.
Yeah.
I'm not
sure you know how man works.
I don't even totally remember this one, man.
Shake and explode, rest period. Yeah. Then, depending on how old you are, go back to it.
You might need a couple days in between. Yeah,
or if you got men's tea.
All right, up next, Eric was talking about something he really wanted to sip on. I really don't remember where this one came from, but here we go.
You got to earn the right to sip on that thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I believe that was the juice box.
Play that one more time, though, because this is a category I feel good about. Supportive teammate Kevin Hagelin backing up your ideals. Corey has all kinds of these where he says something absurd, but I support it. Play it one more time.
You got to earn the right to sip on that thing.
Okay. I support you.
Yeah. What? Maybe that was championship celebrations. I don't know. You got to earn the right to be a champion and drink the championship champagne.
Did you hear Alex Caruso's like, yeah, we didn't do that right, but hopefully we'll get another shot.
He also said it's nice that I finally won a real championship because his only other one was with the Lakers in the bubble.
Oh man, in your face, LeBron!
Take it.
Take one of those rings away.
All right, up next, this is the same topic, I believe, but Kevin wanted to weigh in on the whole juice box situation.
Because you have to squeeze it unreasonably to get all of the juice out.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you see people squeezing that pouch like there's no tomorrow to get that extra little whatever of orange flavor.
Because you're like, there's no way this is already gone. I just took two sips of this.
Yeah, that's why the adult Capri Sun is going to help us all out.
That's right, Capri Sun tall boys.
Yeah. So, you know, Kevin, you just talked about being a good teammate and supporting your guy when he kind of runs into a little bit of a rough spot. Eric did not reciprocate that in this clip.
Spit in my mouth.
That was just dead silence behind that one. So
That was from Sinners, right? Spit in my mouth. Okay. Hold on. Play it one more time. I don't like the pseudo-seductive way I tried to do that. One more. Give me one more time. Spit in my mouth. Okay. I don't care for the way I've said that at all. Like, I could have been so much better off if I just said spit in my mouth.
I want to make him uncomfortable.
Okay, and that is Jason Kidd talking about Cooper Flagg being the primary ball handler.
I feel like I didn't even have to grab that one because Eric's got it down, man.
That's pretty good.
All right, up next, Eric was, I really don't remember what this was. This was concerning, but Eric, as he usually does, was kind of going on a tangent about balls.
Mm. Quite the difference in ball shape and size.
I mean, that's just factual.
Yeah. That was hard hitting sports analysis is what that was. Yeah. Jake, take some notes, pal.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We heard this one a little bit 30 minutes ago, but this was recently from the Cooper Flagg press conference. Figured we'd give him a shout out.
Give me some strokes.
That was about golf, you jerks. That was about golf. Stop trying to make it feel like Cooper Flagg's perving up on that podium. That was about golf and playing with Will Zalatoris, Scotty Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau.
Your spit in my mouth thing was much more aggressive than even that.
Yeah, that one was good.
That's what Haley Steinfeld was saying.
All right, I got one more for you. And this one kind of comes into a new light after Eric was mentioning that track runner video. And after I saw it, I was like, okay, so got this little tidbit.
This is not a joke. This is 15 inches. of Capri Sun, baby.
That's
or was it?
See, that's too much. Sometimes I think about with the ladies, I feel bad for them about the indecision or the great unknown when the pants come off. You know, because it might be like, hey, that'll work, or, oh, man. But, like, if you ran into that situation, you're like, what am I supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
Like, that's too much.
It's just describing size, I mean.
Yeah.
That is a lot of inches.
So, I'm conflicted between two. Obviously, I'm not going to vote for myself, for the people who want me to.
I think this is going to be a runaway.
I think so, too.
I'm going to vote for Eric saying shake and explode and then doing it all over again.
Shake and explode, shake and explode. That's going to be an at-home exercise.
It's the last part of him saying that's going to be an at-home exercise takes that up another
notch. It's damning.
I mean, Jake, this feels like an obvious Hagee victory.
It feels like a pretty easy one, yeah.
With the Spits and Suds podcast.
I feel bad because Hagee really didn't have too many cuts this week.
Spit in my mouth. Okay, and I agree. First, shouldn't have said that. Secondly, definitely shouldn't have said it the way I said it.
Yeah, the execution on that one was truly 10 out of 10.
Third, do you think we could convince Gavin Spittle after they do their intro for the Spits and Sud podcast to just play me? Like, could we maybe mock that up in the break? Like, see if we can find how that starts and then just have me saying that.
Let's doll that up.
I think you absolutely could.
We'll get the numbers up.
Okay. There you go. In the meantime, the whole point of that was go see the movie Sinners. It's very good. Mm. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Next, right here on The Fan. Spit in my mouth.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.